The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have reported more than 900 cases of measles in the United States this year, including two in Florida. Meanwhile, the number of cases of hepatitis A in our state continues to rise. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini talked with infectious disease expert Dr. Vilma Vega about how to prevent the spread of these illnesses. Vega starts by talking about the role international travel has played in the measles outbreak.
We're realizing that there are a lot more people in the United States who are not vaccinated, especially children. And what is happening is oftentimes as people travel into other countries, for example, the most recent one here in Pinellas County was the concern with travel to Cambodia. And with that kind of travel and then parents coming home or perhaps getting in contact with someone who has had recent infection with measles, they could also get infected very easily. Someone could cough in your space, and that virus actually stays in the area of where that person has coughed or sneezed for 2 hours.
Is there enough education? Do you think that, you know, the average American knows if they're traveling overseas that they need to be checking up on their vaccinations and boosters?
I don't think that there is enough. Obviously now, with the media really hitting hard on measles, I've had phone calls from my relatives who said, should I get a measles vaccine? So this is my recommendations. Kids should all be vaccinated. The first shot should be given between 12 to 15 months of age, and the second shot should be given at 4 to 6 years. For adults, if you were born before 1957, it is thought that you probably contracted measles and are immune. However, if you are not sure, you can ask your doctor to please check a measles titer. They can check it in your bloodstream to make sure you are fully protected against measles. Now, if you are born between 1963 to 1967, it is actually recommended that you get a booster, because at that time they were giving a killed inactive virus as a vaccine. Now you get new vaccines, so whether you're a child or whether you are getting a booster, it will be effective for the rest of your life.
Is there anything you can tell me about what's going on with hepatitis A and the outbreak in our state?
Well, there's been a lot of different types of areas where outbreaks have happened. Obviously for me, especially in my line of work, which is HIV/AIDS, it has now happened quite a bit in the HIV/AIDS community. It is a foodborne disease, but the other problem is that it can also, when you're in close contact with someone, when you've got, you know, sexual contacts, all of that. So it can be transmitted in many different ways. That is why we really need to kind of put a rush on getting as many patients vaccinated as possible. No one is immune to it. And in the United States, the amount of cases of hepatitis A are very low compared to the world. The rest of the developing world has anywhere between 70 to 90% of people who are exposed to hepatitis A. In the United States, we are exposed only 20 to 30% of people. Therefore, our immunity against that is almost nil.
What is the treatment like, or is there one?
There is no treatment for hepatitis A. It resolves on its own over 90% of the time. There is a small percentage of patients who do develop what's called fulminant hepatitis A, which is overwhelming liver disease, and they die from that, which is the reason why you want to get them vaccinated. Plus the fact that it takes you out of work for about 2 months. If you catch this, even if it resolves on its own, it could be quite debilitating for a long time.
Dr. Vilma Vega, infectious disease specialist with Vega Consulting, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much, Stephanie.